Chapter 5 1. Linguistics. Listen to a lecture in a linguistics class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Yesterday we started talking about how linguists study etymology, which is the study of the history of words. Today I want to continue with that discussion by describing some of the ways that etymologists think that new words are formed. One of the most common ways that new words are added to a language is by the borrowing of words from other languages. Now, these borrowed words are called loanwords in linguistics. Loanwords are almost never translated and are pretty much taken directly from a foreign language. Another way that new words are created is through compounding or derivation. These are two different concepts, but we'll discuss them together. Compounding is when two separate words are put together. One example of a compound word is skyscraper. So sky plus scraper equals skyscraper. Derivation, on the other hand, is when prefixes or suffixes are added to a word. An example of a word that was created through derivation is enrich. The prefix n has been added to the word rich in this case. Another interesting case is when the origin of a word comes from an invention, like when speakers attempt to imitate sounds with language. If you think back to English class, you'll remember that a word that sort of imitates the sound it is supposed to represent is called onomatopoeia. Click, buzz, and boom are examples of imitative words.
1. How is the discussion organized? Two. Why does the professor mention the subject of the previous lecture? Three. Why does the professor mention the word skyscraper?